What are you doing? I thought you were going to show me your umbrella. Who's on your umbrella? Come on, let's have a look. Who's on there? Let me guess. Is it Cinderella?
No.
Is it Sinbad the Sailor Man?
No.
It's
Bob
the Builder. And who else is on it? What's the cat called?
Pilchard.
Pilchard the cat. That's nice, isn't it? Did you have your birthday?
Oh, for your second birthday, didn't you? Do you know who gave you that?
Yeah.
Who?
Gemma.
It's amazing how they remember each present. Gemma?
That means something.
Yeah, it was Gemma.
It was on your second birthday.
Were you pleased when Gemma gave you that?
Yeah.
It's nice of her, wasn't it? Do you need it today in the house?
Let's put it away because it's dangerous, darling, because you're going to poke your eye out, aren't you?
So what are you going to show me today, Aaliyah? I've not seen that before. What's that?
A dog.
A dog. And what does the dog do? Let's have a look. It does go. Well, what's it got inside?
It's a pencil case.
Oh, that's a huge pencil case.
It isn't a pencil
case. It is, darling.
Are you going to take that to school with you?
No.
No, why not?
You have taken it to nursery, haven't you?
No, yeah.
I've tidied up and then she just spills everything.
She loves it.
She looks cozy and nice. Are you going to pick up everything? Shall we play shops?
Yeah.
Where's the till gone? Is it in there?
No. What? I got two cards.
Oh, you got two cards. Because you're a lucky girl. I have got no card.
You just got one card.
What happened to Snail? He's broken again. Janine doesn't know how to fix snail. I don't.
Tomato soup. Tomato soup.
I won't get the till.
Are you feeding the dog? Is that what you're doing? Are you going to feed? Will we make a big feast for the dog?
Yes.
Yeah, let's make a big, big meal for the dog. Let's see. Let's make him. That will ask, dog, what's your favourite to eat? Oh, he likes tomato soup and spaghetti. Can you have tomato soup and spaghetti?
No, I haven't got spaghetti in my shop.
He says his very best favourite is mince and onion.
Yeah, I've got tomato soup.
You've got tomato
soup. I haven't got mince and onion.
But where's your till, darling? I don't know where it is.
Oh, she's really cute to tell because she's got her hair back. Let's see her face. Oh, we've got some dog food for you.
Where's
to eat.
Where's your till?
He said, brilliant.
You don't need your till. Oh, there it is.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Where are we going to pour it? Is he allowed to eat that tin?
Yeah, it's got dog food on it.
Has it got dog food? That's tuna.
Yeah.
That's fish. What's on there? It looks like him, doesn't it?
Oh, it's the same dog.
That is his food, isn't it? Are you going to give it to him?
Yes. I put it in my basket.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Is it everywhere? No, eating it.
He's not allowed to eat it after all. Why not?
It's his dog food.
It is. Look. Tomato soup.
She's never. She's good to be very good. There's not dog anyone will call over her. She's everyone.
He's coming.
Is she teasing you?
I can't do the dog as well.
Is he standing on the food? Look, you've got to tell him he don't stand on it, he has to eat it.
Let's stand. Look!
Are they going to eat the food too?
Yeah.
But do they want to eat it after this dog stood in it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are we trying to get out?
Yeah.
What's this dog called?
And this is called Indrex as well.
Two Indrex? Yeah. What does that mean then, if they're two the same?
Because they are brothers.
Are they?
Those Andrex brothers.
Have you told Janine you're not feeling very well, are you?
Again, you weren't feeling well last time, were you? Yeah. What's wrong with
I think
you
it
today?
Was being there boiling up. She's got a water challenge.
Have you got any more to give them?
Who is that?
That's
That's
cat food. They can't imagine that.
Have you got a cat?
No.
No. You've got, what have you got? You've got something, haven't you? You've got a hamster, a fish.
Yeah. I just got a fish.
What about Charlie?
He's Charlie's cute. Died.
Oh, did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that. What?
Charlie's died.
Has Charlie died?
Yeah. Oh, did we not tell you?
No, Charlie, no.
Janine, what happened?
He died.
How did he die?
And then what did you and Dada do?
Buried him.
Did you cry?
Yeah.
Did she cry? It's the first time she's come across death, no. Hasn't she? So I'm upstairs trying to have a lie in. I'm thinking, what's she crying for? And then, you know, because she was really sobbing, you know, that sort of thing. Because she never cries with her father.
Oh.
And I came down and he said, did you hear her cry? I said, yes. So he went in, because I feed the fish every morning, and she was dead. And I started laughing. And Cheryl was really not. Hello? It is, yes.
Oh, hi there. So, Leah, it's Charlie. Where's Charlie?
We
did you
yes.
bury him?
Great.
So it's actually and is he okay? He's gone to rest now, yeah?
Yes.
That's
good.
Right, I'll be there this afternoon later on about 4 o'clock.
Thank you, bye. That's good. Are you going to get another fish or is that the end of fishes?
Am I going to get another fish?
You are going to get another fish. Will you call him Charlie again or not?
No.
Why not?
She, you know, you mentioned the name, she gets a bit.
What does she have?
So I'm just wondering, no, I'm just wondering whether, you know, because it was the first.
She'll remember it, yeah.
But she now knows that. What were you watching on television? Who died the other day? Tell Janine.
The Queen Mother.
The Queen Mother, that's right.
And what happened? Where was she taken?
No.
In a coffin, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Mm. She's very old, though, the Queen Mother, isn't she?
Yeah. I wonder if she remembered the first time she was so devastated. It's amazing.
Oh, I think
she
don't
think
remember.
About it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you don't remember anything of three. I don't.
I get some more dog food, okay? No.
Oh, it's so sweet, isn't it? Can you give him a kiss? Here he comes.
So who should be the shop lady?
I'm going to.
You are? I'll be the shop lady. You come to my shop.
No.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to be the
shop lady.
I mean, it's my
tail. It's not mine. It's my tail. You share, don't you?
No.
Are you going to share when you go to school?
Yes.
Good.
Why don't you share with your mummy?
Elliot, can you see the dinosaur?
Yeah. You can't go in there like
he's
that.
Peeping out, isn't he?
He's got a warm house in there. That's his house.
Something in there.
There's something in there. Cause. Something in there. What's in there? What's in there?
Come on, come to my shop.
Oh, the car's coming. Do you like cars?
I'll come to your shop. Okay, let's put these in a row so I can see what you have in your shop. Peas, tomatoes, fruit, and mushy peas, yum yum, I like mushy peas, peach slices, potatoes, rhubarb, baked beans, I like baked beans, and dog food. Right, hello Miss Meehan. Good morning.
No, my name's Sophie.
Sophie. Hello, Sophie. That must be her favourite name. How are you this morning?
I'm fine.
Do you have any bread in today?
No.
No? Oh, when are you getting your bread in?
Tomorrow.
Do you have cheese?
No.
What sort of shop? Do you have cornflakes?
No.
Oh, no. What am I going to have for my breakfast?
You can have peas.
I don't want peas for my breakfast. I could have some baked beans. Could I have some baked beans, please?
What?
Oh! Does the car come into the shop? What does the car eat?
Nothing.
It has petrol.
To make him go?
Yeah. It's got petrol.
Where'd you put the petrol, do you know?
Yeah.
Let's have a look on the car. Where do you think we put the petrol?
Where does Mama put the petrol? In the...
Somewhere there, isn't it?
Petrol.
I know what's in there.
Oh, you're very funny. Do you know what that car's called?
No.
A Ferrari. Dada would like one of those. He would. Let me see. It is a Ferrari. Woo!
Oh! What's crashed? Watch out, Andrex. Jump!
Shall we do it again?
I can go. Oh,
okay. Watch see out. If you can go under Andrex's legs. No, this way. Push it back first. Push it back, back, back. Again. Woo! Woo! That's good, doesn't it? Do it again.
I hold on to it, okay?
Over here. You have to go straight there. It's a fast car, isn't it?
Yeah.
What? Are you not serving me today?
Yes.
So, could I have some baked beans, Miss Meehan?
You can have them.
Thank you. No, but you could you give me the baked beans and scan them? And I'll give you the money. You have to scan the baked beans in the scanner.
Yes.
Those are baked beans. They're potatoes, though. Thank you. How much is that?
Lots of.
No, how much is it?
10 pence.
10 pence. Thank you. Oh, could I have some dog food for my dogs?
Yeah.
Is that expensive?
No.
No, how much is it?
Twenty pence.
Okay, I have to give you 10 pence. So you know what you do? You put 20 in there. 20. Okay. Okay, now you put 20 pence in there for me. Tell me how to do it. 20 pence. 2 and 0. Make 20. Press 2 and 0. 2. 20 pence. And then you open it and I'll give you 20 pence. There you go. Thank you, Miss Bean. I'll see you tomorrow. Will you have your cheese and bread tomorrow?
Yes.
Thank you. Could I have my dog food? Oh, baked beans. Mm. Can I have the dog food? Where's it gone? Thank you. See you tomorrow. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Miss Meehan, is your shop still open?
No.
Is it closed? But my poor dog, Andrex, hasn't had any dinner. Can you open it to let me buy some dog food?
Look, it's there.
You've given someone else the dog food. What about my Andrex?
He can share.
He can share. Will you show me where to go?
Yeah.
Where's the food? Do you have to go to someone else's house?
Yeah.
Whose house?
My house.
He can come to your house for dinner.
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
You're kind.
There he is over there. You're going to take him home.
You want to give him some dog food? Where's the plate?
I got put my back set off.
She has a concentration span about 5 seconds.
They all do.
Shall do Postman Pat?
Let's do Postman Pat.
They get all the pieces out.
Is that a jigsaw?
Yes.
Wow. Tip and fifth play tray. He's got a big nose, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Has he got a big nose?
Yes.
Who else has got a big nose?
Mama.
Thanks, Amelia.
You asked for that. What else has he got on his face there? Those round things on his eyes.
Pupils.
Oh, wow. That's good. But what are these to help him see better?
Glasses.
Who wears glasses?
My daddy.
Does he wear glasses?
Yeah.
What about your mummy? Does she?
Yeah, sunglasses.
She wears sunglasses.
I got a new Barbie sunglasses.
No, you have not.
What did you get them with your?
Within a week, right? She's brilliant.
How are they doing?
I can do this by myself.
You can do that by yourself.
Very good. And you can do the snail by yourself as well.
Yes.
I can't do the snail, Janine.
Oh, never mind.
Can you do
Perhaps
it?
Perhaps Aaliyah can teach you. I can't
Aaliyah
do it
teach
either.
Me? Can you teach Janine and I to do the jigsaw because we don't know how to do it?
Do you know, Aaliyah?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Oh, Aaliyah, I think that's very easy now for you. But I don't know how to do this one.
I know how to do it. From the game.
Let's do this one because we don't know. We want to know how to do it.
Okay, I'll show you what I can.
Fix this one first, and then you can show us that. Oh, Aaliyah, you're very good at jigsaw.
Oops, I thought you'd done this one, Aaliyah. Uh-oh, what's happening?
I know what's happening outside.
What's happening outside?
Fireworks.
Wow, you're right, look at the fireworks.
Very good at imagining things.
Yeah.
Why did they do that, I wonder?
She's got a very active mind, isn't she?
Too active, yes. No, that doesn't fit there, does it?
What's this cat called, do you know?
Jess.
And what coloured eyes has he got?
Green.
That's funny colour eyes. What colour eyes has Janine got?
Black.
Black. She calls
out
my eyes black
as well. I don't know. She's got telling her school's got black eyes. I think grey. Sound like you've been punched. What are these? Same colour as Jess's eyes.
Trees.
Trees, aren't they? Where would they go?
Did you tell Janine who you spoke to on the phone? Where's Shaquille just come from?
Disneyland.
Really? And who did he see there?
Snow White.
And?
By the way, who else did he see?
I don't know.
What about Mickey Mouse? Did you see him?
Yeah.
Do you like Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow, good girl. Now you sure have to do the snake because we can't do the snake.
Can you?
Sit here and I'll give you the pieces. Your pieces on. Slippers on. Cross your legs. How'd you cross your legs?
Yoga.
Yoga.
Did your mum be teaching you yoga?
You show Janine how we do yoga. What do we do?
No.
Come on.
Wow, I bet she's brilliant at yoga. All little kids are, aren't they?
And they're so flexible, aren't they?
Yeah.
What else does Mama do for yoga? I've been to yoga this week. Aaliyah? Come on then. Let's do this.
What?
And why don't we waiting? Because we can't do it.
Aaliyah, how do we do the puzzle? Does it make a snake?
No.
It makes a cat.
No, it's a snail.
A snail.
One.
Which
one?
Mm-hmm.
What's missing? Five?
I think it's eight.
Yeah, missing
I think 11.
I think nine.
There's no 11.
There's no 11?
No.
Well, that's very hard.
No,
actually,
two. Two.
All right.
One, two, I see.
What comes after two? I think six comes after two.
No, three.
No, six.
No.
Let's try six.
No.
All right.
No, three.
Oh, it does. I didn't know that, Aaliyah.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that, no. I thought it was five.
I think seven comes after three.
No, four.
Oh, thank you for reminding me, Aaliyah. I keep forgetting. I don't know how
to
like that.
Six.
Four, six.
Five.
Clever girl.
What are you doing?
I'm just winding the tape round. Does it make a funny noise?
Yeah.
Does it like music?
Yeah.
What? I think 10 comes after 5.
No.
What comes after 5? 8?
5. 6. Seven. Can we move along with that? Six.
Seven. Nine. Eight. Oh, and eight, are you sure?
I was.
Oh, so you have to put that in there. I see, I didn't know you had to put that in there.
That's looking
nine.
Like a snail. Big snail.
Nine.
Oh, thank you.
Yay. You're
okay. Can you do it now?
I think. Should I try? I might need a little bit of help. What comes first? I think 10 comes first.
10? Is it possible to make it standing?
No, it doesn't.
All right.
It doesn't.
All right, okay.
There's a challenge for you. Make it more interesting for you.
Like that.
Well, see if we can. Janine said. Janine had a very good idea. She said, "Do you think you can do it standing up?" I think we might be able to. Let's see. One. Let's see. Two.
We can't.
We can. Look. Two. It's about three.
Hey, that's funny. Funny in your tummy.
Funny in your tummy. Is that right?
Yeah. I'll show you with my door.
Sorry, darling.
Do you want to see my bedroom?
I've never seen your bedroom.
No, you don't say. Do you haven't seen? Would you like to see my bedroom?
Haven't seen my door as well.
I haven't seen your door. What have you got on your door, Aaliyah?
Stickers.
Stickers. What for? Stickers. Let me guess. Barbie.
No.
Bob.
No.
Tweenies.
No.
Postman Pat.
No.
Aaliyah stickers.
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh. Do you remember the Winnie the Pooh at my office? Do you remember in the nursery at my work? Do you remember there was a puppet, Winnie the Pooh? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh, he was nice, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's very nice, Winnie the Pooh, though, isn't he?
Oh, I thought you were doing this thing. I'm going to do the snail standing up.
I'm going to do it four, five, four, three, one, zero.
Quite difficult standing up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like this time, I'll show you. Four.
Four.
What about what comes next?
Five.
You might be able to do number seven. Oh, it's very tricky, isn't it?
I hold it for you and you can put it in. That's six, darling. You need five.
Five.
So she's used to doing it on the floor, now she finds it difficult. No. I don't get frustrated, Lily. Look. Five. Five.
Oh, it's growing very big, isn't he? Is he going to fall?
Is that six or nine? Six.
It's very difficult.
Mommy, I have to sit down like that.
What? It was Janine's idea.
Sorry, Aaliyah. Was it not a good idea?
No.
No. I thought it would be good for it to be very hard.
Five.
That's what you do. You just lay it down.
Well, we can do this in French, can't we?
No, Mommy. No.
Patrick. Uh-oh, you're asking for it.
Sexy set beat no dis.
What's your mum saying?
No. Okay, come on then. Let's do it in English. What?
No.
Did in Punjabi?
No.
Ik do
then. No.
Alright, I won't do it then. Let go of my arm. Your overalls come to John Lewis. You have to go and pick it up today.
No.
Do you have to have special overalls for school? Particular ones, is it?
Particular.
What about shoes?
Black. You know, they have to.
And they wear tights.
Eight.
Blue. We have a summer dress in the summer, but I'm not putting it on yet. It's cold out there yet.
And a uniform and a hat.
A white polo neck with a blue tunic.
I bet everything's the same, isn't it? The bags, sports bags, sports uniform.
That's why
you
have to sew the names on them all.
Nine.
No, ten. That's right.
Oh, yes.
And do you want to look at the colouring book that I've brought you?
What do you say?
Thank you.
Trixie's. We got that. What we bought for your. Aaliyah, you know your party bags were Trixie's party bags, weren't they?
Yeah. This was in the department. Look, Aaliyah, what you do is you get a girl and you colour clothes in and you stick them on her.
Oh, that'd be good fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Look at this. Trixie in Scotland, she's got a kilt.
You know, in Scotland, they wear kilts.
And you see...
Look, Mum.
Thank you, you're very kind.
Do you see these little tags here?
Yeah.
When you cut these out, and then you put the tags around her and put her clothes on her. And you can pick whatever you like to dress her in. Trixie in America. Trixie the ice skater. Trixie can be everything, and you can colour them nicely in with coloured pencils. Do you like that?
Say thank you, Janine.
Thank you.
Oh, look. Mom, Trixie goes to African Safari. And she sees a monkey. And what else does she see? What do you think that is? Well, no, it's her trousers. I thought it was an elephant. Look, it's her trousers.
I was just thinking that was... Oh, right. Janine's a funny girl, isn't she?
Trixie in Australia.
She's got all different trousers and you can put them on. You cut them out very carefully.
Oh,
wedding.
Trixie nice can look beautiful.
Do you want to try colouring some in and cutting them out?
Yeah.
What do you think? Why don't you get your coloured pencils in?
Go on, then you get them, then.
Oh, shall I help you?
Oh! Shall we show Janine what card we made as well yesterday?
Birthday card. We make our birthday cards now.
Oh, lovely.
We made a ladybird one, we made a shape one.
They're lovely.
I got another one as well.
Which one? That's a nice one, isn't it? Do you want to give that to Alexis tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Alexis' birthday?
Yes.
How old is she going to be?
I'll do
three.
Three.
She had a fun. She can cut that with her safari,
can't we? Yeah.
I will have, actually, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Have you got some scissors and I'll cut the one up? So that
she doesn't cut herself.
Janine,
no. They're sharp, darling.
Mummy, I got two scissors, one red one, and one
blue. Where are they?
Don't know.
You've lost your scissors?
Yeah.
You've got plastic scissors, haven't you?
Ones with round edges.
Look, here comes, we can't Trixie out, it's pretty hair. And we can put clothes on her. Ah!
Do you think we'll be able to stand her up? What am I cutting out now? Cutting out her legs and her...
We cut out Trixie's head?
What are you going to dress Trixie in first?
Her ballet.
Her ballet stuff. That's nice, isn't it? And then we can dress her in her...
Clothes.
In her clothes. And when she goes on safari, we can give her her hat. This is how you stand her up. Stand Trixie. I love this. I think this is great. Out Trixie's hair. What coloured hair has she got?
Yellow.
She's got yellow hair. Blonde, you call it blonde hair. What coloured hair has Aaliyah got?
Black.
She's got, what coloured hair has Janine got?
Black.
Black. It's nice to have black hair, isn't it?
Yeah. Dad has black.
Got black hair. What about Mama?
She's got black.
She's got black hair too. There she is.
You take sugar, don't you?
Yes, please.
One.
That's
it. There
she is.
I'm sure adults enjoy doing it more than children.
You're right, look at me, I'm off. I love it.
How do you stand her up on this stand? That's odd.
And it must go like that. Flimsy, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's just because it's just paper, though, isn't it? There she is. And what would we like to put on her? Do you want to colour it in?
Where's that come from? Where's it come from?
Just her clothes.
What clothes will we put? Fairy princess.
Yeah.
But we can't give her the clothes if they're black and white, can we? No. We've got to make them all lovely colours. You make her some lovely coloured clothes.
What's that mirror doing in there?
Yours.
Number, why is it in there?
I don't know. Dog.
Where's it come from, this?
Work. We've got loads of stuff like this.
Orange. Has she got orange boots? Are they boots? They're boots? They're not boots. What are those?
They are boots.
Are they?
Yeah. What's the title? Fairy princess. They must be lovely boots.
Look like wings to me.
That's very difficult to know what anything is. I'm a funny looking woman.
Oh, I'm going to do a nice red dress or a purple dress. Don't colour them all in the same.
Oh, she'll be pleased. She loves orange.
She likes orange.
Oh, she loves orange. Roller skating.
Roller skating clothes as well.
She's got loads of clothes, hasn't she? Has Aaliyah got all these clothes too? I bet you've got fairy princess clothes, haven't you?
You've got a fairy princess outfit. There, would you like to put yours on?
Yeah!
And then you and Trixie both have got...
Oh, you and Trixie both fairies! That's lovely! You can go for a magical adventure together.
Yeah.
Come on then.
Is she real?
She is. Well, she's nearly real. Hold on. Are you real, Trixie? She says she is. She can become a fairy princess if we give her clothes.
Put it on, darling.
But you see, do you want me to show you how we dress, Trixie?
Yeah.
Okay, you have to be very careful. Are you ready?
There's your wand. Carefully. I don't know where your crown is, Olivia.
Abra!
Oh,
you look lovely.
You turned into a frog.
A frog?
Yeah.
Ribbit, ribbit. Ribbit, ribbit.
You turned into a butterfly.
Oh, lovely. That's nice. Right, let's practice dressing, Trixie. See?
Oh, what'd she say?
Pardon me.
There we go.
Oh, be careful.
In case she falls over. There we go, look.
I think I got some glue.
No, we don't need glue. It stays on, look. Oh.
I know what to do. I've got
the
glue on.
Oh, I know. We just have to cut her hair a bit to make room. Are you ready? And this will stay on. So you take the clothes and you cut them out and you colour them. And do you see these little tags? You hook that over her shoulders. Do you see like this?
Yeah.
Over her shoulder. And this over her shoulder. And there we go. It's great, isn't it? So she's nearly got her roller skating stuff. You start colouring that one in, and then that's how you put them on. Thanks, Grisha. Do you like her outfit?
Let's have a look. No, what I'll do is I'll put her on some cardboard and then
make her a bit firm.
She keeps bowing, look.
Come on, Trixie. Oh, she's fallen over on her roller skates.
Oh no.
Right.
Let's put her up.
See, it's the first time I've ever let the video.
Mommy, don't touch it.
It's going to be too cold.
Mommy, don't touch it.
That's your first. That's your first thing.
Don't touch it then.
Don't touch what?
Don't touch Trixie.
Trixie.
Don't take your clip out.
You look lovely in your outfit, Aaliyah.
I follow.
What would you like to wear to your friend's party tomorrow?
I think you could wear your new t-shirt.
It's brown. Brown.
Brown?
Does she like brown as well?
She loves brown. She loves, you know, Trixie loves all colours.
You know all the children who you've been doing a study with?
Yeah.
You know, they obviously started off with very little language. Yeah. Are they all talking and having full-blown conversations?
No, not really. Not.
It's very interesting to know, because I don't know, I'm just sort of...
Yeah, at least very good.
No, I know she's quite clear, but I'm just...
But then, some of the kids are still, you know, they say bits of sentences, but they can't have a conversation. All kids do develop,
but some takes longer.
Some takes longer, but at a certain age, it'll all be the same.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, darling.
Excuse me. Can you write some?
Can I write? So you want me to have a go?
Yeah.
But then you know Trixie's upset because.
You know what, we can buy Janine for her birthday, a Trixie bag. She likes Trixie. Shall we get one for next time?
Trixie bag, my favourite. You know what, Trixie's crying. Do you always tell you what?
She's going to fall. She's going to fall.
You know she's crying because she's embarrassed. You know why she's embarrassed?
Yeah.
Because these are her underwear. She's not got her skirt on. Look, that's her skirt.
Which is her underwear?
I think that is her pants. She wears a skirt. Do you think I should cut her skirt out and give her a skirt?
Yeah.
I bet her, hadn't I? Right, Trixie, you stay there.
Mummy, don't move her.
Look, you know when Janine goes, should we go to John Lewis and have a coffee today?
Yeah.
Should we ask Janine if she'd like to come?
I
can't. I've got to go.
She has to go.
I've got to go back to work.
Tell Janine what you have there.
A biscuit.
Oh, lovely. They've got a nice coffee shop over in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I've never been in.
I have to get a uniform, don't I? Thank
you. Trixie, here's your skirt.
I remember I used to have something like this.
I used to have one as well.
I'm thinking about it.
Look!
Does she look nice? Let's have a look. Oh, Trixie looks... She looks beautiful, Aaliyah. Doesn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, Trixie.
Yeah, she's crying now.
Oh, Trixie, what's wrong, Trixie?
Why is Trixie crying?
What's wrong with her, do you know? She said she'll only tell you.
She hasn't got a chair.
She hasn't got a chair? What else is on here? She hasn't got... Because she wants to go roller skating. And what hasn't she got?
Boots.
She has not got roller boots. Will I make her some roller boots?
Yeah.
Are you going to put them on her this time?
Yeah.
Is that okay, Trixie? Yeah, she said that's brilliant.
What colour hair has Trixie got?
Yellow! It's Goldilocks have got curly hair.
Goldilocks have got. Have you got straight hair or curly hair?
Straight.
Straight.
Have you got curly or straight?
Curly.
So why do you keep saying straight then?
I put these on here.
And we might be going out on Sunday with all your friends.
Where's
going to be what? 10?
Where are we going?
We don't know yet. We might be going to Gulliver's Land, Gulliver's World, if it's a nice day.
I know. What about bowling?
Oh, bowling?
We never thought of that, Lily. Very clever. We were thinking of indoor things to do with children if it's raining. I'm thinking going to, is it Eureka in Halifax?
Oh, yeah. I've seen.
But it's for older children. Not
I've only ever seen on the motorway.
It's very good. We went when she was very young, and there's not much to do for this age.
What about, have you been to the Lowry?
Oh, well, we go there all the time.
Because they've got some sort of children.
Yeah, they have activities.
Mummy, you know, at the Lowry, we saw Jump on the Giant Peak.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you like it at the Lowry?
We go there quite often, actually. It's nice.
It's quite nice. It's so easy, because it's so easy to park.
It's got toys as well.
The town's got that family circle and we sit there and do some postcards, don't we?
Yeah.
But you have to be very careful when you put her boots on.
She's very fragile.
She's fragile. Whoop! That's it. And then what you have to do is you have to tuck the tags behind her. Fold them, that's it. Very good. Oh, that's Aaliyah. Excellent.
Oh. You fold the tags.
No, but you very nearly did it. Did you see?
Yeah.
You have to make sure you fold all the tags on her. Oops, her skirt's falling off.
I heard you took your dress off today and you were running around the nursery. Why did you do that? Aaliyah, Miss Ash told me that. Why did you take your dress off?
Because I wanted to go to sleep.
But you don't. Why did you take your dress off? She said you took your dress off and you were running around. You're a funny girl. I don't take my dress off and run around.
You do.
Right, I'll take my dress off and John Lewis and run around, shall I?
No.
Don't do that, darling.
Oh, be careful. Not get your sun carpet or on your dress. Have you got her boots on her yet?
No.
Have you whipped her skirt off?
No.
No. Okay, let's have another go at the boots. So, do you want me to hold them on whilst you put the tags on? There, you know, you push that round as tight as you can, right against the side, that's it. And then this one.
Did you bite my apple? Got some biscuits there.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Oh! She got some roller boots on now.
Where's her skirt gone?
Oh, God. No, she's got roller boots, but she's lost her skirt.
Knocking her down.
She said
they're nice, aren't they, though?
She said she hasn't got a table.
Her what?
A table.
What is that anyway? Oh, it's her cap. We forgot her cap. Is it a cap? What is it?
Helmet.
Is it a helmet?
Do you want me to cut her helmet out?
Yeah.
And then she's ready to go roller skating, isn't she? Aaliyah, Georgie, can you slip us off, darling? Don't worry, Trixie. Aaliyah's going to put your hat on you.
You know when you go roller skating, darling, you must wear a hat in case you fall down and bang your head.
I haven't got.
Okay, but you haven't got roller skate blades. You're too young.
Mummy, when I'm a bit older.
When I'm a bit older, darling.
When you're a bit older, would you like to go roller skating?
With you. Oh,
with me. I don't know whether I can roller skate. Can you roller skate? I haven't roller skated for years.
I'm sure I could if I tried. I'd like to do it, actually.
I can't put the hat on.
I'll help you. Is it going? Oh, it's like that. Oop.
With ice.
Gosh, and I don't think so. Let me get that on video.
No, I want to sing.
You want to sing. Well, look at this way, true.
How is that going on, Janine?
I think it must go on the other way around.
Like that?
I don't think so. I don't know. You might be right.
Right, you do it then. Sometimes I can't do silly things.
How can you not?
Come on, Mama.
Surely it's like that.
Mummy!
Oh, you mean your things come down to the side?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like a thing. Don't give me a kiss first. Janine being a funny girl again.
No, Goshen's being
Let's
a funny
see.
Girl.
It's not funny.
It's not funny, Janine.
Look.
What are those things coming down the side for?
Mummy!
Just like to protect your head on the side of my helmet.
Play!
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I can't do the most simplest thing sometimes. Shall we take this off?
No.
We have to play with Janine as well. Take this off. Oh. It looks a bit uncomfortable now. Let's take it off.
Do you want me to take your roller skating when you're older, Aaliyah?
Janine's going to... We won't see Janine again after 3 weeks. You're going to be sad?
No. I want to see Janine.
You would like to see Janine? Are they not doing any other studies then? Any?
There's so much to do on this one at the moment, yes.
Oh well, if anything comes up for a bit older, then I wouldn't mind doing it again.
Yeah, they don't. I think they only really do this age. Just.
Have you done this one before?
Mm.
Oh, right, so it has had a good outcome.
Mm. Well, because you sort of see the child from when they can't speak to when they speak, so it's very interesting to see. Which part of your speech develops first in different children?
I'm too older.
Are you older? Are you 4?
No.
5? You must be 5.
You're 10.
Such a big girl. Are you 10?
No! I'm 3!
No, but you know your numbers and you're so clever. You can't be 3. But 3's nearly a baby. You must be 10.
No. 3's not a baby.
Oh. Because you're not a baby at all, are you? You're a big girl, aren't you?
3 isn't a baby.
Sorry, 3 isn't a baby. 3 is a very mature lady.
Yesterday a friend...
Mummy, girls turn into mamas, don't they?
Girls turn into mamas?
Yeah.
Hmm. How do they turn into mummies? What happens?
I don't know.
Who told you that, darling?
Papa.
So does that mean you, as a girl, will turn into a mama?
Yeah.
And what will that make your mum? Grandma?
Thanks, Janine.
I don't turn into a grandma.
Who's your grandma? Where is she?
At Jack's house.
Where? In India.
My mother's not going away for 2 weeks.
Oh, has she? Or is it just the father-in-law here?
What?
He's going away tomorrow.
Oh, it's not too bad. They go away quite a lot, don't they?
Good.
Well, I'm making this.
What are you making?
I'm making a teddy bear.
You put it on the paper, darling.
No, I don't.
What did you kick? Oh, no. Trixie's crying that she's fallen over and she's crying because Aaliyah kicked her all her wardrobe of clothes.
I need a mummy plant with a
It's okay, don't. Oh no, Trixie's okay again. Look, she, oh, but she's lost her hat. She's a funny Trixie, isn't she?
Yeah.
Trixie Wixie. So if you tell Janine how we rhyme words, what just rhymes with bunny?
Bunny.
Bunny and?
Money.
Money. Hey. What rhymes with?
Horse.
Horse and?
Milk.
No, what?
And milk?
No. What rhymes with? I can't think of anything.
Book
and
bug.
No, not bug. What about what? Look. Book and look.
Log.
Log and
log.
Log and
frog.
Frog. Good frog. Girl. You're a clever girl.
What rhymes with Janine?
Crayon.
Nearly.
Green.
Janine. Is that rhyme?
Janine.
What rhyme? Gush.
Shoe and.
Snail.
Shoe and. Blue.
That's blue.
Yeah, that's blue. What about opposites? Do you know your opposites?
Yeah.
Up and.
Down.
In and
out.
Fat and
thin.
Black and we haven't done that one, have we? Black and white. What about what else is there? In and oh, done in and out, up and down.
Hot and
cold.
Hey, good stuff.
Trixie and
Lixie.
Yeah.
Trixie and Lixie.
And Fixie.
She's lost her hat though, hasn't she? She looks very happy though.
It's a funny hat.
She can rest it on her shoulder.
No, we don't do that, do we? So you don't get so many nails, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Tell Janine what's in your arm, what's underneath your skin?
No.
You don't know, do you?
Yeah.
What?
Mummy, I need to put the paper.
Okay, put this in there then.
Paper.
It's going to stick to the carpet, right? What shall we give you? Paper.
Paper.
Are you going to Alexis's party?
Yeah.
Where's she having a party?
Home.
She's having it at home. And what are you going to do at the party?
That.
You can put this on there, darling, because it won't stick on there. What shall we make?
A wheel.
Hold on.
What have you got Alexis for her birthday? Yeah.
What did we buy her?
I don't know.
We bought her a wand and a crown.
And how many t-shirt. Parties do you go to? You must go to loads, do you?
About 2 a week now.
Really? Is that true?
Mm. And then when it comes to, apparently when they go to this school, if you invite one, you've got to invite the whole class. It's ridiculous. Mm. I'm not going to get into that thing, because you know, you can't invite the whole class, can you?
How much is a class? 30?
No.
That's not too bad. What happened to inviting people you like?
But say they're at this age, they're like, everyone's up there, and then they start developing friends, and then they have their own selected few friends. By five, six, they have their own sort of, you know, friends they want.
15's not too bad, but then what happens if you don't do that, and then you really doesn't get invited?
I know, that's the thing, that's a problem.
I heard that on the radio the other day. Someone complaining about saying that they hadn't invited everyone because they couldn't. Because of that, then their child's not invited to anyone else's parties now.
Can you make it soft?
And they were just saying how petty it was on the radio.
Yeah, but it's true, because that's what I want.
Can I make it soft?
Okay.
But you're entering into a whole new world of social relations, aren't you, with other mothers, and their dearly beloved children.
Oh no, and the thing is, you know, I don't want to spoil Lizzie. It's very difficult, but this is then she'll feel left out if we, if you don't, you know, you don't do the things everyone else does.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I'll see how it goes.
It's only once a year, 10 or 15 children.
Mm. I didn't have parties.
Mommy, look, it's funny.
What, darling?
It's funny.
What's funny, darling?
Yeah. We're talking about your birthday.
Where would you like to have your birthday? I wouldn't do it at home.
You could do it outside, just take them all to McDonald's or Wacky Warehouse or something.
It's much better doing it outside, it's a lot cheaper as well. You don't have any mess in the house, you don't have to clear up, everything's there and entertaining.
Mommy!
Where would you like to have your party next year, you tell Janine?
In the cafe.
Which cafe?
That cafe.
And the one in the park you had when you had your second party.
That'd be nice. 15 children's 15
yeah,
parties.
Yeah, but that's just the class, isn't it? Then all the people she knows. Mm. So at least,
but then even still, if you got invited back to all of those, that's 15 parties a year. That's at least one a month. Mm-hmm. Probably three a month sometimes.
It'd be more than 15 because I know other people as well. So,
oh, well, you've got your work cut out for you, just party. Can you imagine what happens if you've got three kids all year? All you do is go to parties.
I just leave them out.
I won't get now.
I'll sit there, have a couple of hours to myself.
Okay.
Sometimes I prefer you to stay there, but you know, if I ask them, this is fine. But she's quite happy on her own. Yes, darling? Smells a bit.
Yeah, Thomas's fourth party, there was, he invited, I think,
where did
20,
he have it?
About 25. Kids, or in fact, there might be more, like
at
30, no, in a church.
Right.
And most of the parents stayed there.
I think it's probably easier because they can look after them, otherwise, you are responsible for them, it depends.
Because what happened at that party was that Thomas was misbehaving, so Jean, the mother, took Thomas out, and I was there.
When was his birthday?
Yeah. And I was there, and there was a friend of mine who'd come because she'd asked us who would help. And she went missing for the whole party.
Who went?
The mother.
No.
She left us. To do the whole thing. Well, she just went out. She went out with Thomas, and then we didn't see her. She came back and gave us surprises and things, and then
very strange, isn't it?
She went off to. Well, she got very stressed out. I mean, about it all. I mean, it was very stressful. There was 25 kids skidding and popping all the balloons at the thing. And she just came in. She just went, and then just sort of went out. And then she just left all these presents
well,
there with me and a friend. Well, I said to my husband, oh, where's Jean gone, you know? And then he said, she's gone out. And I said, well, what are we going to do? And he said, I don't know, play a game or something. I guess he just walks off the time. We said, I'm so sorry. And my mum was just laughing. I was going, you shout and tell them all to be quiet. She's like, you do it, you know?
It is hard work.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when they were here, 17 or something.
But then it was ridiculous at this party though, because we did end up, myself and this friend, we did end up playing all these games, all these kids and that. And there's 25 of them. It's very tiring. But then at the end of the party, the funny thing was that, because we were sat going, why is no one other than mothers helping us? It was such a nightmare. And then they came up and asked us for our card.
Who did?
The mothers, some of the mothers, because they thought we were proper party and that's why they hadn't helped us.
There's a side job for you.
No, thank you.
I wouldn't do anything like that. That's why I know Aishan had this thing that he wanted to do it at home.
Oh, it's a nightmare. So tiring.
I said to you, why do you want to do it at home? He said, we'll just have it at home. We've never had it at home. And he said, I'll organise it because I got a bit stressed out about it. And he didn't do a thing, as usual. And then when it came to entertaining, he just sat and spoke to his friend.
It's typical.
You know, and I had to do it and we were...
Mommy!
It's exhausting.
I had lots of my brothers and sisters were here, so we had lots of
them. Mommy! But,
tidying up afterwards as well. Never again.
Well, I didn't tidy up. There's only two of us looking after as well.
Yeah, but you were in a church, but if it's your own house, you've got to tidy
up.
We'd never do it again.
Oh.
And it just costs a lot more at home than it does, because you've got to entertain the parents, and you've got to cook for your family, and you know, who come and stay, and you know, everything's just done there.
It's a big affair, isn't it?
Look at my pussycat there.
Oh, Aaliyah, you're so good.
It's nice to just read them a story, that's what we found.
Yeah.
And it worked really well because it quietened them all down. It was quite a good experience, I guess. It was a nightmare that I was
Oh, that's why you didn't set up at Aaliyah's.
I'm scared of parties now.
No, ours wasn't like that. We just had all the adults just had a good chat on the money.
Well, that's what they were doing at this, was because they thought that we'd been brought in and being paid to do the party. They just left it all to us, you see, because I couldn't understand it.
That's
terrible.
No, they just
did she apologise, the mother?
Yeah. She did. Well, she did. I mean, I don't know what happened that day. I don't know. And then she gave me this. She gave me this card, and then she put some money in it. So I think she tried to give it back to us. Just like, oh, what? What's this all about? It's just a lot of children.
We just put them all in the garden. They just played on the swing.
I see. I did games with them. Probably.
I did a few, but they weren't interested. So I thought, fine.
You got, well, because there was about 30 of these, half were interested at any one time, half weren't.
Yes, darling.
I want to do a teddy bear.
There you go.
It was hilarious. I was laughing all the way through just because it was such a farcical situation.
Never again. I'll never do it again. I mean, I did enjoy it. It wasn't bad, but it's just all the organising.
And you just have kids. I mean, it's not just that. You have to have people, like, kids just start crying left, right, and centre for absolutely no reason.
Well,
because someone else has had a lollipop and they haven't.
I was crying, Mum.
Did you cry at your party?
Meanwhile, you were crying. She didn't want anyone to be. She said, I want to go to bed. Lay down on the carpet, darling. And she never wants to go to bed.
Oh, just gets a bit much. Was there too many people here for you, Aaliyah?
Yeah.
There was too many.
Yeah, I think probably 8's a nice number. Yeah. 8
but
would
the thing
maybe
is,
3.
Then you get, as you say, they invite you, so they want to be invited, don't they?
Mm.
So you can't just invite a few selected.
Mummy, look! The teddy bear was walking by itself. Mm-hmm. He hadn't had a mummy.
He didn't have a mummy?
Oh. He is a mummy.
Oh, hello, mummy.
Mummy, you do this one.
Okay.
And I do this one.
Walking in the forest. Hello, mummy. I missed you. Can I have a kiss?
What?
Shall we go for... Where shall we go today?
I don't know.
Shall we go to John Lewis to do some shopping?
Yes.
What would you like to buy?
Some chocolate.
Chocolate? I like chocolate. Come on then.
Let's buy some honey as well.
Honey? Oh yes, because bears like honey. Honey in there?
Honey.
Right, let's sit down then in the cafe and have some honey.
I can't.
You can't? Oh, you can't sit down, but you can stand up. There you go.
Mummy, come in and make another bear.
Right, of course we can. Smell my face. Smelly stuff.
Pew. And yucky.
Yucky.
You're going to tell a nice little story. He's only got a little bit of time left.
Why don't you read a book to us? Because we'd like to hear a story. Aaliyah's very good at reading books.
No, I don't want to.
Please?
No.
You're going to tell us the story about Teddy?
Yeah. Come on, let's make another.
So Teddy's wandering in the forest and he's looking for his mummy. Is he also looking for honey?
What do you see, Teddy?
Come.
I'll do a read on it. Hold on. Hard. Press. Well done. Oh, I'll do it. Let me do it. I'm as clever, isn't she?
Yeah.
There you go.
I need to go.
How's your boyfriend? Is he still here?
I need to go away.
Quickly, put your pants right down, darling. Off you go. What? Quickly come back.
Mommy.
Yes, darling?
Can you clap up with?
What, darling?
Clap.
Quickly go in the toilet. Got this water infection. She keeps going to the toilet.
Is that what's been wrong with her? She said to her last week.
She said last week, and I thought there was something brewing up. So it's been about a week now. She just took her to the doctor's because she had a really high temperature. And then she's on antibiotics. They're always coming up with something, children. One week they're okay, the next week they're unwell. I think they catch it off each other.
Yeah, they do, because they hang around with so many other children, don't they? So how often do you hang around with 20 other children?
And then I thought she had head lice. There was a letter saying the head lice was going all around, and I thought, gives me the creeps, things like that, so I had to...
Everyone has to do their hair, don't they?
Yeah, and then, well, you do obviously see if she didn't have any, and we checked and checked, and then I just got the medication just in case.
Mm.
I wasn't happy. You know, before she goes to this new school, I don't want to have anything like that, and then we put it on this horrible stuff. It's
absolutely smell.
I know, I've seen it before. Because I've got a young brother and sister, so...
Yeah, all right. So how old are they?
Well, they're not young now. They were young when I was at home.
Right.
But...
Yeah, apparently you can see them crawling around.
I've seen them before, because I saw them when they had them, when they... Because it was... There was a sort of an epidemic at their school.
I wonder and where the first child gets it from. Where do you get it from?
I don't know.
I was saying to Sean where... You know, you see children come in with head lice. Where do they actually get it from? You know,
I think there's just always head lice around, isn't there, maybe?
Yeah, but where does it come from? Originally, well, it must come from somewhere.
Oh, no, that's like asking a question, where do you come from, isn't it? It's something
I'm
new,
saying,
is there?
Where does it, no, but where
well, does I think it, that they just, they maybe some child sees another child. It must just always be about, and you can always pick it up somewhere if from meeting someone or something. But at certain times of the year, I think it becomes quite right.
Sorry, I'm coming, Leah.
Thank you.